Turn it off, amen. Just turn it off, amen.
If they ain't here, amen, they should be, amen. And so, but how many of we want to be focused on the Word of God?
Amen.
And we don't want to have no distractions. You know, you go to the movies and they say, you know, please silence your phones or turn your phones off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, know that it should be the same way in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Same way, amen. And even when you go to the movies, amen, it's like when you have to go to the restroom, you hold it. Oh, come on now. And then if you do go, like, you're like super flash. That's like the fastest time you ever went to the restroom. You know, I'm like, whoa. You don't even go like that fast at the house. Come on, somebody. Huh? How many know that even if you do got to go to the restroom, man, you hurry up and you come back because you don't want to miss. Come on now. Come on now. You don't want to miss. Amen. People treat movies better than the Word of God. The preaching of God's Word. I mean, no, that shouldn't be so. Amen. We should come and we should be a disciplined congregation. Amen. We're a church on the move, but not during the message.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, amen.
Amen.
We're a church on the move, but not during the message. So let's be a disciplined congregation. Let's silence our phones. Let's try to have no moving around. Amen. You know, because then when you get up and move, it's like, you know, people see you get up and move and like, all I see is just heads, you know, just look up and... You know, because somebody got up and moved, amen. And right when God was going to give you that word, you need it. Come on now, amen. Somebody wants to get up and you're like, huh? So let's try to be disciplined, amen. I'm going to try not to take too much of your time here this morning. We'll be timely, amen. But I do got about an hour, a little over an hour, amen. But I'm not probably going to take that long, amen, because I want to pray for some people, amen. But I do have a message that the Lord put on my heart here this morning. Amen. And I had another message. I had another message the Lord had gave me. I put together during the week. And I entitled it Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. But then this morning the Lord gave me a new message. Amen. And I just felt like, you know, this is the word that the Lord has for us. Amen.
Amen.
I titled this message, Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine.
Amen.
Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's our text here this morning. You can go ahead and grab your Bibles and turn there. Thank you, worship team. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 56 through 58. Amen. That is our text here this morning. Again, if you're taking notes, which everybody should take notes, amen, because we're disciples, we're students of God's Word. Amen. I title this message, Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. There's a song that we sing and that we used to sing, and that's how it was. That was the name of the song, Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. I love that song. Amen. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. Come on, sing it, everybody. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. You sound great. One more time. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, O Victory, Shall Be Mine. Come on, give yourselves a hand. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. Amen. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable. Always excel in the work of the Lord. Because you know, tell your neighbor,
you know.
That your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
That's good news.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Bless the reading of your word. Bless it to our hearts. Lord, I pray that your word would minister to us this morning. And I pray that this morning that we would find the victory through Christ in 2019. Lord, I pray that you would remove all distractions and that you would use me as a vessel to funnel through your word here this morning. Let every heart be attentive, every mind be focused upon your word here this morning. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory and honor. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, victory shall be mine.
Victory shall be mine.
You may be seated. I don't claim to be a prophet. I can't tell you the future. But I'm a good forecaster in Christ.
Amen.
So listen closely to me here this morning. Because I'm going to forecast some things into your life.
Come on.
If you get in Christ and stay. Somebody say stay.
Stay.
In Christ. You will win this year.
Amen.
You will win this year and every year to come if you stay in Christ.
Yes.
You will have the victory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I can forecast that into your life. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I can forecast it into your life. Because I have my life to look back on, and I have experience to look back on, and for 19 years, that is what Christ has been doing for me. God has been giving me the victory in Christ Jesus since day one when I got saved, March 4th, the year 2000. Listen, I have been experiencing victory after victory after victory. I experienced victory over marijuana. I experienced victory over Budweiser. I experienced victory over tequila. I experienced victory over the club. I experienced victory over money. I experienced victory over greed. I experienced victory over cocaine. I experienced victory over lust. I experienced victory over adultery and fornication. I experienced victory over gangbanging. I experienced victory over being a criminal. I experienced victory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
This could be your year of victory.
Right, amen.
Tell your neighbor, this could be your year.
This could be your year.
This could be your winning season if you stay in Christ. See, in order to win, you must know what a win looks like.
There it is.
Come on now. You got to know what a win looks like. What does a win look like to you? Is it money in the bank? Is it her or him by your side? Is it having a certain thing like a house, a car, or a job, or a dog named Spot? Or having all of these? What does a win look like to you? Huh? See, I'll tell you what a win looks like to us as a ministry.
Huh?
I'll tell you what a win looks like to Victory Outreach Grand Perry. Huh? What a win looks like to Victory Outreach Grand Perry is change lives.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? Change lives. So if you ever want to look at a Victory Outreach Grand Perry win, just look at yourself in the mirror. Come on, somebody. Huh? Just look at yourself in the mirror, because I am looking at a bunch of, come on, I'm looking at a bunch of changed lives. I see many of you come in. I see many of you when you first walked in. You walked in lost. You walked in not saved. You walked in a heathen. Come on, somebody. You walked in on meth. You walked in on heroin. You walked in addicted to crack cocaine. You walked in. I wish I could let loose here this morning. I gotta be conservative, but if I can be real, some girls walked in a hoochie.
Come on.
That was was a little rough. I'm sorry, but man. I'm proud of it, my God, because you ain't that no more. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God. Some of you men walked in as a pimp, but you're a wog. You're a man of God. You're a wog. W-O-G. A woman of God. You're a mog. A M-O-G. A man of God. Change lives. That's what a victory looks like to us. That's what a victory looks like to us. I see all over the room, my God. I can name you, but I don't want to get you. I don't want you to get big headed. Oh, come on now, huh? But you know it's true. Come on now. You were a conniver. You were a hustler. We're still working on that part. Oh, come on now, huh? But you're a changed man. So many of us, we didn't come to church on Sunday morning. Amen. We were hung over Sunday morning. We were sleeping in Sunday morning because we partied all Saturday night. Yeah. Huh? Come on, but now you're in your right mind on a Sunday morning, looking spiffy with a shirt and a tie. Come on, somebody. You are a changed life. You are a life that has been changed by the blood of Jesus. You have a life. You are a life that has been changed by the word of God. You're a life that has been changed by the power of prayer. See, to see a man walk in one way, but after a while seeing them walk out of this place, a changed man of God, that's a changed life. To see a married couple come in on the verge of killing each other. Oh yeah, I said it. Come on now. You were on the verge of killing each other. But now you're loving God and you're loving each other and you're serving God and you're serving each other. That's a changed life, my friend. To see a teenager come in seeming lost with no direction, all of a sudden in Christ with the vision to take the world for Jesus. That is a changed life, my friend. So in order to have a winning season, we need to know what a winning season is or what a win is.
There it is.
I got three things to show you what a win is. Three things to show you what a win is. First of all, a win is not always winning. A win is not always winning. I can't lie, I'm inspired by the loss of my Cowboys last night. But they're still winners in my book. Huh? Let me tell you something. A win is not always winning. I believe the Cowboys won last night.
Come on.
Because it's all in how you look at it. It's all in the perspective. Come on, somebody. Huh? See, I used to think that verse 57 in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at that verse that we just read, verse 57. I used to think it said, thank be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. I used to think that's what it said. I used to even quote it sometimes. Thanks be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I used to think it said that because I heard a preacher said that. Listen, this is why I tell you, bring your Bible to church.
Yeah, right. Hello,
come on, don't just believe everything I say. Look for yourself. Come on now.
Right.
And I used to think that the scripture said in verse 57, thanks be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. But it doesn't say that. It simply says, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. Who gives us the victory. Not always, but he gives us the victory. Huh? In other words, you're not always going to seem to come away with a win. Like last night. There's going to be some times where you flat out lose. Huh? I mean, you just blow it. I mean, you just blew it, man. Huh? Huh? There's some times I feel like that. I just blew it, man. I just lost. There's some times I after preaching, I said, man, I blew it in my preaching. Come on, somebody. I go home and I ask them, how was the preaching? Well, I don't like when you said this. I said, oh, my God. I blew it. Come on now. It's okay. I asked my wife. Yeah. She tells me the truth. Amen.
Amen.
There's some times, listen, there's going to be some times, see, it's a win is not always going to seem, it's not always going to seem like you come away with the win. There's going to be some times where you blow, where you lose. There's going to be some times where it seems like you lost, but in reality, you're winning in Christ.
Come on now.
There's two different times. There's going to be some times where you just blow it, you just lose, and then there's going to be some times where it seems like you lost.
Yeah.
It seems like you lost, but in reality, you won in Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Like when you have to humble yourself.
Oh my, preach about it.
For example,
come on now.
Your boss gets on you at work.
Oh my.
For something that you didn't do.
Come on now.
Hello.
But instead of reacting back and getting all in the flesh and giving him a piece of your mind, or her a piece of your mind, instead you, God bless you. Pray for you. God. I love you. Bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, patron. Eat humble pie. It's bittersweet.
Oh yeah.
It don't taste that great.
Oh yeah. Come on now.
See, it's at those times where it seems like you lost, but in God's eyes, you're a winner. Because the scripture says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. There's going to be some times where it seems like you lose. Almost even like for those that gave their first fruits. Come on, somebody. I get my first fruits on Friday.
Come on, man.
And listen, you're going to sow that first fruits, boom. And all of a sudden the devil's going to come and says,
come on,
see,
man.
Now you ain't got money to pay the rent.
Come on.
Now you can't pay your phone bill. Now you can't pay your car note. Now, and the enemy's going to lie to you.
Right.
To get you to say, listen, you're a loser.
Come on.
Come on.
Lying devil.
But in God's eyes, in the eyes of the Lord, Jesus is looking down and he says, I have not seen such a great faith in all Grand Prairie, in all DFW. I mean, there's Christians that give their tithes. There's Christians that give an offering. There's Christians that even get to United We Can. But this brother, this sister, they gave it all. And in God's eyes, God puts it down as a W.
Come on.
So there's going to be some times.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't seem, It may not seem like a victory, but it's a victory in Christ.
Yeah.
See, in a winning season, you will have losses. You will have losses in a winning season. In this year in the NFL, there hasn't been one team that has gone without a loss. There hasn't been one team that has gone. There's been teams in the past that have done it. I think the Cowboys did it one time. But listen, in a winning season, my friend, you will have losses. But remember what Scripture says in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good. And we know that in all things, in all things, in all things, in all things, good or bad, up or down, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That means even in the season, even in that time where you blew it, even in that time, God is able to turn that loss, and he's able to turn it around to make it for a win. In other words, listen, if you take that loss, listen, you can take that loss, and listen, God has a purpose for that loss. That purpose might have been a lesson. That purpose might have been something that you learned, so that the next time you come to that point, you will know that giant, you will know that demon, and it won't be a loss no more, but it will become a victory. Because all things work together for the good of those who love God. Yes, yes. I'm talking to some winners here this morning. Yes. I'm talking to those that are going to win in 2019. Yes. I'm talking to the ones that are going to be ready for the victory this year. Yes. Is there anybody ready for the victory this year? We are a winning church, Victory Outreach. We are a we got more wins than the Cowboys. We got more wins than any team in the NFL, my friend. There's about maybe 90 or 100 of us here this morning. Each one of those is a win. Come on, somebody. Each one of those is a win. It is a W, because your life has been changed. So a win may not always look like a win.
That's right. Good.
Secondly, a win or a victory doesn't come to the end of the game. A win or a victory doesn't come to the end of the game. Look at your neighbor and tell them, in game. Tell your neighbor, it ain't over till it's over. Which reminds me of the church Mimi. When you sit next to your ex in church and the preacher says, look to your neighbor and say, it ain't over. Well, look to your neighbor this morning and say, it ain't over. I know we ain't got no exes in here. Amen. A win or a victory doesn't come to the end of the game. As long as you got breath in your lungs, minutes on the clock, you got time to turn it around into a victory in Christ Jesus. You ain't heard me this morning. As long as you got some breath in your lungs, as long as there's some time on the clock, my friend, you got time to turn it around. Tell your neighbor to turn it around. You got time to turn things around this year. I know it's the beginning of the year. Don't start losing. Start winning with Jesus. Turn around and turn from the world and turn from sin and turn from your old self and begin to follow Jesus. Begin to follow the Lord into your win this year.
Yes, amen. That's right, amen.
You could have lived your whole life messing up. I mean, throwing up, breaking up, locked up, shut up, beat up, tore up, jacked up. But it ain't the end. It ain't the end of it all, because you can still go up. If you surrender to Christ with the last breath in you, you can still go up.
Amen.
You can still take number. You can still go up. Huh? Isn't that what happened to the thief on the cross?
Yeah.
Huh? He was a thief to the end. Huh? He was a thief to the end. And he got busted with his hands in the cookie jar. And chocolate chip stains all over his lips. He got busted red-handed. But yet on his dying day, on his deathbed, he met a man that would turn it around. In that same day that it seemed that he was done for, defeated, doomed. Jesus told him, "Assuredly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." If that ain't a win when I see it, I don't know what is, my friend. In a moment, this God man named Jesus can turn it around for you. He can turn it around to give you the victory in Christ Jesus. The same way he did it for the thief on the cross is the same way he'll do it for you. In a day, in a moment of time, Jesus can turn it all around. Now I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, you see, that's why I'm just going to wait till I'm dying to get saved. All I can tell you is two things. First, you may not get that opportunity. You can die in an instant with no warning or nothing, nada. You could just die, you could drop dead, Fred. Huh? Huh? It's happened. It happens every single day. Secondly, I can tell you is that you will be in heaven if you do this and you try this. If you try this and you get away with it, you will be in heaven with no war stories, no winning seasons, no crowns to lay at the feet of Jesus. Because you never got to serve him on this side of eternity.
That's a good point.
And the feeling that you will have will be like going to a party empty-handed. Some people don't even bother going to the party if they don't have anything to bring. But this, my friend, will be a party you will not want to miss.
That's good.
You can try to show up with nothing you have. But my friend, you listen. The Bible teaches us that our Jesus is going to hand out rewards to the Christian. He is going to hand out rewards for service, for the service we do to the saints, to the body of Christ. He is going to hand out rewards, my friend. He's going to give us crowns. And the Bible simply says that we're going to bow down and worship him. And all we're going to do is once he gives it to us, we're just going to bow right back down, and we're going to take our crown and we're going to put it at the feet of Jesus. Kind of like the apostles put their first fruits, the disciples put their first fruits at the feet of the apostles. Listen, we will put our first fruits of our crown at the feet of Jesus, because we will say and we will know that we don't deserve none of this. We were just doing our duty. But some people ain't going to have nothing to put at Jesus' feet. And some people that do the barely just to get by. Don't be a barely get by Christian. You just come to church. I just come to church to barely get by. I just make it on Sunday. To barely get by. This will get me by for the next Sunday, 7 days. I get my tithe. And some, listen, you won't have a crown, you'll have a rubber band. Jesus is going to give you a rubber band. A rubber band. Spray painted gold. Not even gold, silver. And while everybody's putting at the feet of Jesus their crowns, like, what did you bring to the party? I got 10 crowns.
Come on.
I got 10 crowns. I got 20. Oh, man, you got 20, man. I got 5, man. What'd you do? Man, but at least I got 5. At least I got some. Amen. You see Don Pepe over there? He has a rubber band with a feather on it. Come on now. In a moment, listen, my friend, In a moment, Jesus can turn it around for you. Yeah. He could turn it around for you. See, and it ain't over till the end. Listen, if you still got breath in your lungs, if you still got time on the clock, my friend, you still got time to get into the game. Get off of the sidelines. Come on, somebody say amen. Say, coach, put me in the game. Pastor, put me in the game. Leader, put me in the game. Put me, we're having a rally today. Put me on the list, man. I want to testify. I want to share my testimony, man. I don't know what that is, but I heard other people do it, man. I just want to testify. I just want to sin. I just want to tell the world what Jesus has done for me. I know I'm just a nobody. I'm a nobody, but I'm trying to tell somebody about a somebody that changed my life. You never know. That could be the day you earn your crown. That could be the next Billy Graham. That could be the next Pastor Sonny. That could be the next city taker. That could be the next missionary to Africa, missionary to Russia. But it takes the church. Come on. It takes the church to get out of the salt shaker. It takes, the Bible says, we're the salt of the earth, but the salt don't want to get out of the salt shaker. That's why you should go to the rally with the gang today. Oh, it's cold. Está frío. If we don't go, it's going to be hot for a lot of people for eternity. If we don't go, my friend, people are going to burn in hell. Oh, but God has called us. Listen, it's not over. You still got time, Christian, to get in the game. It's not over. You still got time, man of God, woman of God. If you're not saved, you still got time to get saved and give your life to Jesus. Yes. Yes. Anybody, it ain't over. Amen. It's not over yet. Amen. It's not over. Amen. You still got time on the clock.
Right.
So if you're alive today, pinch your neighbor. See if they're alive. I'm just kidding. My God, we're going to have a riot up in here. This be old. If you're alive today, then my friend, you have an opportunity to live a victorious life in your marriage, in relationships, in money, in your family, even at your job and in your career. That's right. I said you can live a victorious life in your marriage. Yes, I said it. Huh? You know what? I want to preach a message on why I prefer my church over a mega church. Why I prefer my church over a TV evangelist church.
Yeah,
you know why?
Why?
Because I'm real, man.
Come on, amen.
I'm real.
Yeah.
Come touch me. Come on, whoever wants to, I'm touch. Come touch me. Am I real? I'm real, right? Flesh and blood, right? I'm real, man. You can touch me. Come on now. Huh? I'm right here. Aquí para. You can talk to me, take me out to eat afterwards. Amen. Daniel Fast. Huh? I'm real.
Amen.
You can touch me. You know what that means? I got a real victory.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't, but I don't know that. I really don't know. What's his name? Joel from Houston? Yeah, him. I really don't know TD. Right? Right? Right from Dallas? I really don't know him. I ain't hating them. I really don't know them. Huh? I really don't know them. You really don't know them. Don't act like you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had dinner. Really?
Wow.
Huh? But you know me, man.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? You know me and my wife.
Amen.
You see our marriage.
Yes.
Huh? You see us. We're right here in the flesh, yes. In the carne. Sometimes really in the flesh. But you know our victory is real.
Amen.
You know this marriage is real. Come on now. You know I love that woman.
Amen.
The way I talk about her behind the pulpit. Come on, somebody. Huh? You know she loves me the way she puts up with me. And she sits there faithful. Come on now. She's like, man, you embarrass me? So I'm like, I'm sorry, I embarrassed myself. Huh? Listen, you can find victory in your marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're an example. Listen, if God gave us the victory in our marriage, God would give you. Listen, we've been married for how long, honey? I'm sorry. 10, 11 years coming June 9th. June 9th, 2007. We got married. We spent 11 years. Going on 11 years. 10 years. Going on 11. Married. Huh? Married. Married. I ain't gonna lie. I made her cry one time. Okay, 2-3 times. But it's not because I yelled at her. Is it? No. It's not because I yelled at her. Never. It's not because I cussed at her. None of that. Huh? Yes, because I'm insensitive. Yes, 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 yes. Don't look at me like that, because you are too. Come on now. And yes, she was probably highly emotional during that time. That's just women. Come on, somebody. Let me teach you something, men. And I teach you. And if you didn't, and let me teach you something, women. Because you probably don't even know that about yourself.
Really? I didn't know.
Yes. Come on now. This ain't science class or whatever, right? Health class. But we win in our marriage. You can win in your marriage. Your marriage doesn't have to end up in the court. Your marriage you don't have to be fighting. You don't have to be miserable. You don't got to walk on eggshells in your house. You can wake up in the morning and kiss your wife and be happy. Even if you have stinky breath and she has stinky breath, you kiss each other because you love each other. You ain't got to go to bed mad and angry every day. You ain't got to sleep on the couch no more. You can have a good marriage. You can win in your marriage. You can win in your relationships with people. You can have good friendships. You can have a good brotherhood, a good sisterhood. Listen, thank God you got your family that loves you, but you can have an extended family that loves you also. You can have the best of both worlds. You can win in your relationship. You can win in your finances. This book, my God, talks more about finances than I don't know what. This book will teach you how to live a blessed life, will teach you how to be rich. If that's your goal, but that's not our goal. Am I going to be rich in finances? My goal is to win souls, change lives. You can win. You can win in that area. The third thing, I got to hurry up, is in Christ. Oh, what is a win? What is a win? The third thing is that in Christ, sin and win don't go together. Because remember, we're describing what a win is. In Christ, sin and win don't go together.
That's right.
Say it with me. Sin
and win
don't go together. Say it again.
Sin
and win
don't go together.
One more time.
Sin
and win
don't go together.
Some get the idea that sinning equals winning. That idea is put there by the loser himself. Satan, who was kicked out of heaven. See, sometimes we try to win in life by taking the shortcut of sin. To sin is to try to cheat your way to a victory. But we forget that God is the ultimate ref with the ultimate replay button. Come on, somebody. You ain't going to get away with that with God. Oh. Silly rabbit. Wabbit. Come on now. See, you ain't going to get away with that with God. You ain't going to get away with that unless you repent. Unless you repent and are saved, then he gives you grace. He gives you grace. The Bible is clear. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. Oh, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. But a sin does never equal a win. In 2019, don't let the enemy deceive you into sinning as a shortcut to feel better. Because that's what happens. We want to sin because you feel like it's a shortcut to feel better.
Wow.
Huh? The devil doesn't tell you the full story. Huh? He doesn't tell you the full story. He doesn't, you know, play the movie out to the end. Take the long road home to victory. It might be harder, but it's sweeter at the end. There is nothing sweeter than living a poured out life before God. Listen, you know, one of the best feelings I get is after preaching, man. Like right after preaching, I come down and I'm tired. Like right now, I'm like a little sweat. I'm like sweating right now. You don't see it, but underneath I take this jacket off, I'm sweating. I'm a big guy. I sweat. Amen. But you know, I you say, well, man, you know, it's easy. You just yell at us. But I get off from preaching and I'm drained sometimes.
Yeah, come on.
I'm drained, man. I'm drained. It's like you pull it out of me. Huh? Like the Holy Spirit just give it to them. Huh? And when I finish preaching, I feel like I poured myself out. Huh? My daughter came home on Friday night after, you know, remember we had the prayer afterglow praying for our city? You know, and she was one of the team street leaders, you know, and I got great testimonies, man. And then, you know, from everybody, you know, but she came home and we were already home after we finished praying here. Rhythm, she came home and, you know, we were there in the kitchen and, you know, eating bananas and apples. Come on, somebody, and some chorizo. Hello. Vegetable soup. She came home and she says, I'm tired. I'm tired. I said, you know, what are you tired of? I preached. She's like, man, praying for people, man, it drains you. Huh? Listen, it does. Praying and preaching, huh? And testifying, there's power going out. Remember when Jesus said, he said, when the woman with the issue of blood was pressing him and all the crowd was pressing on him and the woman with the issue of blood came to see Jesus to get her healing, but there were so many people around her that she had to get on the ground and begin to crawl, and she crawled her way all the way to the feet of Jesus and she touched the hem of his garment and he stood up and he stopped and he looked behind and he seen the whole crowd and he said, who touched me? And everybody said, what do you mean? We've all touched you because we're all pressing up against you. She said, no, I felt power. Come out of me.
That's right.
Huh? And when you're out there ministering, huh? When you're out there doing the work of God, praying for people, preaching, testifying.
Right.
So all we got, listen, we gotta pour ourselves out.
Right.
When's the last time you poured yourself out? Or are we that Christian that is named Jimmy? Gimme, gimme, my name is Jimmy.
Wow.
Listen, I don't mind pouring myself out to you every Sunday, every Friday. I don't mind preaching to you because I expect that this power is going to be put in you. And it's the power of God. Yeah. So that when you leave this place, we can all leave as many evangelists. We can all leave as many preachers. We can all leave as many prayer warriors. And I can't go to the corner that God has you in. But God has you in that corner for a reason. God has you right there next to your neighbors for a reason. And maybe I can't preach to them. And maybe I can't pray for them. But God equipped you. God put his power inside you. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and God put it in you so that you can pour yourself out. Like Pastor Louis said, you gotta pour yourself out. You gotta pour yourself out. You gotta pour yourself out. In 2019, don't let the enemy deceive you into sinning as a shortcut to feel better. So how do you get the victory? Or how do you get the win? Three things and I'm done. Fast. First, this is how you get the victory. Through Christ. Through Christ. Tell your neighbor, through Christ. Tell them, not through you. Tell them, not through you.
Through Christ.
Tell them,
through Christ.
I'm telling you how to get the victory. How many want to have the victory?
Yeah.
The first thing you need to know on how you're going to get the victory, it's going to be through Christ. It's going to be through Christ. Zechariah 4:6. Listen to what it says. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Huh? You can't get this victory in your might, in your power, in your strength, not even in your smarts or in your ingenuity. Only through Christ Jesus. This is why you must live in him. He must live in you. You must hide yourself in Christ by staying in his word, by staying in his presence, by staying in his power, by not leaning on your own understanding. Listen, you stay in Christ by not leaning on your own ingenuity, by not leaning on your own smarts, but fully trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
That's what Proverbs 3 verse 5 says. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Yeah, yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct your path.
Right.
You want to win in 2019? You got to learn to trust in the Lord. You got to learn to hide yourself in God. You got to learn to hide yourself under the shadow of the Most High. You got to learn to run to the Lord because he is a righteous tower. He is a strong tower where the righteous run to and are safe, my friend. You're in a safe place when you're hidden in Christ. You're in a safe place when you're in prayer. You're in a safe place when you're at church. You know what you're doing? You're hiding yourself in Christ.
Yes.
Too many trust themselves and want to do it all themselves. I'm glad I've never been like that. I've never wanted to do it all myself. Before, when I wasn't saved, I tried. I've never had the just do it myself mentality. Huh? If I can hire someone, I will. Hello, somebody. If you can help me, come on, man, help me. Help me out, help me out. But there's many people that their pride won't let Christ come give them the victory. They want to get the victory in their own, on their own. They want to get their victory on their own so that they can say, you see, I don't need God. I don't need religion, and I don't need the church. They're trying to do it on their own. Huh? Listen, that's pride.
Amen.
That's pride. I'll say, that is pride.
Amen.
Pride, what's the middle word in pride? Pride. I need Christ. I need Christ. I said, I need Christ.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I need Christ.
I need Christ.
And I need the body of Christ. If I say I need Christ, you know what that means? That means I need the body of Christ.
That's right.
If not, I'm just left with the head.
Yeah.
You look funny just walking around with the head. Oh, come on now.
Come on now.
You look a lot better when you're walking with your homeboy Jesus.
Huh?
And when you walk with the church, it's like walking with your homeboy Jesus. Walking with your homeboy Jesus. I trip out. You know, me and my wife were doing absolute fast this week where we weren't eating nothing, we were just drinking liquids. And then it came, and then we came to a day and we were like, man, it's Friday after service. I said, man, you know, I think it was one of those days. And I said, you know what? We need, we were getting hungry, you know. We wanted an apple. And so I go to the kitchen and I said, well, say something. And I don't know what I said. Let's eat something. And I said, come on, hang with me, girl. She said, I want to hang with you. I want to hang with Jesus. You know, when you're fasting, you're hanging with Jesus. So when people ask you, you know, are you eating? Say, no, I'm hanging with Jesus.
You ain't got to be all religious and say, I'm fasting. Just say, oh, I'm hanging with Jesus. I'm hanging with the Lord. And we already know what that is. Oh, praise God. Amen.
Listen, we can't be that type of Christian that lets pride get in the way. I need Christ and I need the body of Christ. It's only through Christ we will get the victory. And the victory is given to us. It's given to us by Christ. But you just got to receive it. But there's too many people that say, I don't need God. I don't need the church. I can do this on my own. I can get rich on my own. I can raise my family well on my own. I can raise my kid well on my own. I can have a good marriage on my own.
No.
There's so many people that listen. Hollywood tries to do that. But look how long their marriages last.
That's right.
Look how long their marriages last. Huh? They got all the money. Seems like they got it all together, but then they're killing themselves. They're killing themselves. Secondly, you got to be steadfast. You got to be steadfast and unmovable. See, once you're in Christ, the first thing is you got to do it through Christ. The second thing is you got to be steadfast and unmovable. That's what the scripture says, doesn't it? Look at verse 57? What does it say? It says, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, the NIV. Stand firm, let nothing move you. Stand firm, let nothing move you. Be steadfast and unmovable. Once you're in Christ, don't be moved by sin, Satan, the world, angels, demons, nada. Don't be moved by nothing once you're in Christ. Hold your spot. You know, on New Year's, after the New Year's Eve bash, I went home and I started watching the rerun of the Real New York Times Square Bash. Remember how we had the theme New Year's in New York? Well, I went home and I started watching the New Year's Eve, the Real New Year's Eve on TV. They were playing the rerun because they had already had New Year's. And before the ball had dropped, they were interviewing many people that came to New York. From many parts of the world, people came to New York to bring in the new year. They were interviewing those that were close to the boundary guard rail. You know the boundary guard where they say, look, they have that fence, right? And they were interviewing, the guy was interviewing them, and where are you from? And I'm from Europe, and I'm from Japan, and I'm from Texas, and I'm from here. And they said, oh, wow, and they're interviewing these people. And as they were interviewing them, you know, they were there at the rail. And so they started to get in this conversation, and the guy asked them, now, how did you get up here? How did you get up here? And they started to say, I've been waiting on this spot for 8 to 10 hours. Some people had been there waiting for their spot for 10 hours. Some people for 12 hours. Some people for 8 hours. And the guy says, man, you've been waiting for 8 years. Yeah, this is how I kept my spot here. And he says, well, what happens if, you had to go to the restroom? I didn't go to the restroom. And it was like, wow. And it was like, my God, you know. And I try to put myself in their shoes, you know. I said, man, you be there in 8 hours, 10 hours, there in that same spot. So that they wouldn't lose their spot when the ball dropped. And so that they wouldn't lose their spot to see all the singers and everybody that was there, you know, in the celebrations. I said, man, these people were there 8 hours. And let me tell you something. That day, it was freezing and raining. They were out there with their umbrellas, out there with their rain jackets. And you could see everybody was freezing, raining, coming down. But they were out there, thousands of people. New York. He said, I've been here holding my spot for 10, 8 hours. I didn't go to the restroom. What happens if you got hungry? I brought my snacks. And it wasn't until after the ball dropped, when the New Year's came, because I watched it all, that I realized why they had waited so long. You know, they say that Christmas is magical or wonderful. You know, we don't believe in magic, you know. But they say that's what the world says. Christmas is magical in New York. But we don't believe in magic. That's of the devil. But they say that Christmas is wonderful, beautiful. Me and my family went one day for Thanksgiving, and it was already all decked out with Christmas. We drove over there one time.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But for New Year's, my God, it's wonderful also. And after the ball dropped and it was New Year's, all of a sudden I realized why they waited so long. I mean, it was crazy. It was like, it was wonderful, man. That New Year's, they were like, 1, 2, 3, 4, Happy New Year. Confetti coming from the sky. It looked like it was raining, almost like it was floating down from buildings everywhere. And, you know, married couples giving their first kiss to their spouse. And then all of a sudden, the music came on. And all of a sudden, you know, Frank Sinatra came on. That one song he sings, right? The sky's blue or something. But I love Frank Sinatra. I like his music. That's why I like going to Olive Garden. I go to the restroom, they're always playing Frank Sinatra. I see skies of blue, right? Woody, how's it go? Sing it. It's okay. You're in church. I give you permission. Red roses too. And I think to myself, yeah, what a wonderful world. And they start singing that song. They start playing that song on New Year's. I'm like, wow, that's deep. And then all of a sudden, the next song, they start singing the Ray Charles song. The Ray Charles, what was that song? Wonderful America. America the Beautiful. I don't know if you know that song. It's a beautiful song. And all the songs, it was like a perfect playlist for the New Year's. And it talked about, how, and the song goes a little bit like, America. America, God shines His grace on thee.
Yes,
that's good. And I was like, this is New Year's in New York. And Ray Charles, America, America, God shines His grace on you. And I almost started crying. I was breaking inside, like, man, this is heavy. This ain't even church, but like, wow. It reminded me how God does love America.
Amen.
And even though we're a sinful nation, my God, if God doesn't, you know, judge America, He's going to have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and ask them for forgiveness.
Yeah.
But yet He loves America. He loves America. And I sat there just looking at the TV and looking at that glorious experience. I said, that's why they waited.
Right.
That's why they were steadfast. That's why they were unmovable. Because they waited the whole time for that moment. Victory Outreach Grand Prairie. Yes, it's wonderful, New Year's in New York. Oh, but how glorious the day will be when Christ Jesus returns for the church without spot or blemish. I don't know if Ray Charles is going to be singing or Frank Sinatra, but I know the saints and all the saints, and I'll be one of them. I know we will be singing. Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. The skies will be parted open. Jesus will come with the sword coming out of His mouth. The angels and the saints coming with Him. For the church that's been steadfast, for the Christian that's been unmovable. They didn't let sin move him. He didn't let the world move him. He didn't let that girl move him. He didn't let that one more night with the frogs move him. But he was steadfast and unmovable. I'm holding my spot. I don't know about you, man, but I'm holding my spot in the world. I've been doing this for 19 years. My God, for 19 years. Not 19 hours. Not 19 days. I've been doing this for 19 years, baby. And I ain't gonna let nothing move me from my spot, my I got a good view of the miracles of God. I got a good view of the grace of God. I got a good view of the glory of God. I would be dumb to let the devil move me. I'd be dumb to let the world move, to let sin move me. I got to be steadfast and unmovable. And the third thing that we need to do in order to get the victory, Paul said, he says, be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. In other words, it's time to roll up your sleeves and put your hands to the plow and do something for Jesus. If you want to have the victory, you got to do it through Jesus. You got to be steadfast and unmovable, and you got to always, 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 sick or not sick, tired or not tired, you got to always abound in the work of the Lord. Why? Why? Because you know that your labor is not in vain. It's not in vain. I know many will say, well, we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace. I know, but Paul said, your works ain't in vain. There's a purpose for your works. There's a purpose for your servanthood. There's a purpose for your service. And it's not all about you, people. It's about your neighbor. It's about your family. It's about that soul that you don't even know, but you're going to minister to. You want to have the victory this year? It's going to be through Christ. It's going to be as you're steadfast. And it's going to be as you put your hands to the plow and always abound in the work of the Lord. This is why you should get involved in a life group. This is why you should get involved in a ministry. This is why you should go to the rally. This is why, my friend, you should get next to your leader and say, leader, how may I serve you? What can I do? I want to do something for the Lord. I'm brand new in this thing, but I want to do something for God. I want to win. I want to win in 2019. I'm tired of losing. I've been losing all my life, man. I've been losing to drugs. I've been losing to alcohol. I've been losing to depression. I've been losing in relationships. I lost with him. I lost her. Oh, but it's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a dawn of a new day. And this season is a season of victory. It's a season of winning. It's a season to hold your head up high. It's a season to put your hands to the plow. It's a season of trusting Christ. It's a season not to run, but to stay. Stay and see the Lord around your enemies. They'll come at you one way, but they're going to leave five different ways. If you want the victory, you come to this altar. If you don't want to stay at your seat, but if you want the victory, you come get yours. Get what belongs to you. It belongs to you. Come get it. Come get it. Come get it. Hallelujah. Leaders, you might have to help somebody. You might have to help somebody for their victory. It's not just about you. Help somebody get theirs. It's your season. It's our season. Oh, hallelujah.
presence, in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord. To some of you, your word is steadfast. The word for you is steadfast and unmovable. Because the enemy's been trying to move you. Your word is duty steadfast. Oh, I can tell you what steadfast has done for me. But I can tell you what steadfast has done for me and my wife. Over the years, I've seen many people move. I've seen many people jump off, jump ship. I've seen many people abandon. And I've just stuck around. I've just stuck around. I didn't understand it sometimes. But I just held my ground. I held my ground. And in the process, I've seen God take me from glory to glory to glory to glory. I didn't start like this. I started at the bottom. I started in prison in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. But I stood my ground. I accepted my place. I allowed God to elevate me as I humbled myself. As I humbled myself and ate humble pie at times. As I bit my tongue at times. God began to raise me up. God began to raise me up. Because I stayed steadfast. Some of you, what you gotta do, you gotta stay steadfast. Don't move. Don't move away from the will of God. Don't move away from the calling of God. Be steadfast. What God did for me, He'll do for you. He changed me, He'll change you. He raised me, He'll raise you. He'll do it for you. With no sorrows added to it. Don't take the shortcuts. Don't take the shortcuts. Steadfast. Some of you here this morning, you've been fighting on your own. You've been trying to do it on your own. You've been trying to win on your own. But every time you try, you hit a brick wall. Every time you do it on your own, you get locked up. You catch another case. You get another ticket. The relationship blows up in your face again. You're always getting in trouble because you're always trying to do it on your own. You got to do it through Christ. Surrender to Christ. Get your victory through Christ. He loves you. He just wants to bless you. If that's you here this morning and you want to get your victory through Christ, I want to pray for you. If that's you, raise your hand. Anybody here? You want to get your victory through Christ. Through Christ. Say this prayer with me. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, I don't want to live without you. I want to live with you. I want you to live with me. Live in me. I want to live for you. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I want to do things through you. I don't want to do my own thing. I want to do your thing. Make me a winner. Be the Lord of my life. Help me to understand the things I don't understand. Even when life seems like I lost, help me to see what you see. My life belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In His presence. Stay in His presence. Oh, worship Him. In the beauty of His holiness. In the beauty of His holiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What you feel right now, you're not going to feel it at a club. What you're experiencing right now, you can't experience it in a bottle. You can't experience it in a pipe. Wrapped up in a piece of paper. is only through God that you will feel this peace that surpasses all understanding. And through so, God will give you the victory. He's granting you the victory. He's turning it around. He's turning it around. Oh, yes. You're not leaving this place the same. You came in one way, but you're living a different way.